broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Good morning, everyone. We're broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit in Boston, and I have with me Jessica Betancourt at Clem's, which is a department store. So I'm very excited to have you on the broadcast. And Jessica, I always start the show off by asking our guests, what are trends in your industry that you think other CEOs need to know about? So tell us a little bit about what's happening in the department store world.
Sure. Well, we're interesting because we're more of kind of like the old fashioned general store. We sell a little bit of everything. What we are seeing is a big trend towards homesteading and customers that want to have chickens and want to can their own vegetables and items like that, things that maybe their grandmothers did. And they want to know where their food is coming from. They want to buy local. They want to buy regional. And that's really what we see is the trend in our area, especially for the products that we sell.
Great. And so this homesteading and the organic movement, it sounds like, would be an important trend in your world as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so when people come to you, what do they actually buy?
Well, we sell a little bit of everything. So we sell anything from baby chicks in the spring, or you could buy a tractor. We sell farm, lawn, and garden supplies, so feed. We also sell footwear and apparel. I mean, pretty much anything you'd need for either yourself or your house, or a small farm.
Mm-hmm. Let me back up and just make sure that I understand. What do you mean when you say homesteading?
Well, what I mean by homesteading is anything that is, it's really the old-fashioned way of living. So it's the root cellars in your yard where you store your vegetables. It's growing your own food. It's growing your own, maybe even animals for meat. It's having chickens for eggs. It's anything, a lot of canning and storing of food. Anything in that type of realm would be considered homesteading. I mean, we've seen year after year, we see more and more people that want to have chicks. They want to have chickens and have their own eggs.
And so with such a broad array of things that you're selling, tell us about some of the challenges that you face with a business model like that.
Well, it's definitely not a model that would be my first choice because we do sell a little bit of everything. What the easiest way to describe it is a bunch of specialty stores all under one roof. So there are a lot of challenges in that fact because we have to keep up with the regulations for all of these different industries. So we're an auto parts store. We are a pet store. We are a tractor dealership. We have lawn and garden supplies, so chemicals and items like that, fertilizer. So we have to try and keep up with all of those regulations for every different industry.
And in my research, one of the things about your company is that Clem's is a family-owned business.
Yes.
And you're the third generation.
Yes.
So
yes.
Your grandfather or grandmother started the business?
My grandfather started the business in 1949 as a Ford tractor dealership.
Wow.
And then my father took it over in the late 70s, and he started expanding into other products. At the time in the early 80s, our area of Massachusetts, Worcester County, had over 1,000 farms. It was a very big farming community, and we served that community mostly with tractors and farming equipment. And as the farms started to shrink, we had to find other avenues. So we expanded into just anything customers asked for. So hardware, farm, lawn and garden, toys, crafts, housewares, sporting goods, and even apparel and footwear. So anything that customers really needed.
Well, one thing that a lot of department stores are really battling and struggling with is the advent of online merchandising. Is that affecting your business in any way?
So it does. A lot of the products that we have, people want to touch and feel. We definitely have customers that come in and say, well, we can find it online less. And at that point, you have to decide whether or not you can match that price. We do have an online presence ourselves. We have customers that call us every day and say, hey, I'm looking at this product online. The challenge really is for us as a single independent store to try and have that online presence that people are comparing you to major retailers and major department stores, and they want that same kind of online experience.
And so with that in mind, what are your thoughts on growth? How are you planning to pursue a growth strategy with that as the backdrop?
Well, I think realistically, online for us is only going to be a small portion of our sales. I think for our growth strategy, it's really going to have to be growth within our location or expanding doors.
And with the same store sales, like, how are you going to actually drive more people to come to the store?
Well, we have to. So we do a lot of events that we found have driven a lot of new customers to the store. The challenge is we're in a fairly rural community, a lot of smaller towns around. So we're pulling customers for 25 miles away. So it's not necessarily customers that are driving by our store every day. It's customers that are getting in their car to drive to us. So we have to make sure that we can keep top of mind with them. So we've done that through, we have a loyalty program. We have about 27,000 customers registered for that. And we also do a lot of events. So we have an event in the summer called Dock Dogs, where we have the dogs that run down the dock and jump into the pool. We had, this last year, we had almost 300 dogs that participated. So it's a lot of fun for the participants, but also for the customers that just want to come and watch. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a free weekend that they can come with their family. They can walk around, get samples. So we really try and do a lot of community events, stuff like Dock Dogs. We did a Halloween costume contest for dogs last week. We had about 75 dogs in costume. We do a farmer's market at the store. So we have local vendors that come and set up. We have a classic car cruising night on Wednesdays that's for charity. So we just really try and do a lot of community events to keep top of mind.
And where do you see Clem's in 5 years?
Well, hopefully in 5 years, we're in a better spot than we are now. I've been running the business now for 3 years. This is my third year as owner. And I've had my challenges. I mean, it's been definitely different taking over from my father, with my father still being there and, you know, trying to swap those roles. I know that we're getting better every day. And I hope that in 5 years, we are in a place that we haven't been yet. And I really think that either in our single location, it really expand it and make it the best we can, or at that point be looking at opening another door.
And so as you talked about you taking over from your dad, tell us a little bit about that transition. I mean, that must have been very maybe difficult or interesting. How did that work?
We were really fortunate. My father and I had worked together for a long time. We had kind of sorted the business into, I ran most of the back office type stuff. I did most of the, what I would call, traditional retail side. And his side was really the tractors, the equipment, the sales parts and service. So we kind of didn't really clash too much before the transition took place. And really the challenge was after the transition, where I really had to go into his side of the world and kind of look at how we were doing things. And, you know, what happens is you end up doing things the same way for a long time just because you always have. Mm. And not actually go back and look to see if you should be doing them that way.
And so did you basically come in and change some stuff around?
I have changed some stuff around. I continue to change some stuff around. Some of it goes quicker than others. Some of it he's been very happy with, and some of it not so happy with, but he's always been willing to listen and always been willing to know that I'm trying to do what's best.
Mm. And so as you look, Phil, in the first part of the first interview of the day, mentioned family-owned businesses and that a lot of Vistage members are family-owned businesses. Are you thinking about a fourth generation?
I am. I have two girls. They're 10 and 15. So my 15-year-old recently, just this summer, started working at the store. So she's working her Saturdays and Sundays every weekend. And, you know, I'd like to get her experience with it. My younger daughter definitely loves merchandising. She loves buying. So I can see where she would absolutely like it as well. I think, you know, they have to find their own paths. And hopefully they can go, once they go to school, they can get some experience with the store beforehand, but then they'll be able to go to school and experience other things and decide what they really want to do. Because if they don't have the passion for it, it wouldn't work anyways.
Statistically, most family-owned businesses don't make it past the second generation, as you're smiling, so you know this. Why is it that you think that Clem's has been successful in making the transition generationally?
I think we've been pretty fortunate, and yes, I am the dreaded third generation. And I know not many businesses make it to or through the third. I think we've been fortunate in the fact that I've been able to expand into different areas of the business. I've been able to do a lot of different things as we've grown. So I was always able to find a passion in it. And I think that's really, truly the key. It's the passion in what you're doing and helping the customers. And really, if you can find that inside of your business, you're going to do well.
Great. So you said that you recently joined Vistage. And so tell us a little bit about that experience and what you hope to get out of today.
Yes. I joined Vistage about 6 months ago. And I will say it's been a very, very good experience. I am definitely a much better leader than I was 6 months ago. The best part about it is there's always that next meeting where someone's asking, so how did that go? Or, you know, that decision you said you were going to make. And it really forces those hard choices, and it forces you to move forward faster than you would normally. You know, something that I wouldn't have to keep track of, now I'm going to have to do, because next week they're going to ask me. And as far as today, I've never been to this before. But I know so far the speakers that we've had at our meetings have been very good and very interesting, and have definitely expanded my knowledge. And that's what I'm looking for, is anything, new ideas and new ways that I can make my business better.
Great. Well, thank you so much for an awesome interview. It's been delightful having you on the show, and I hope you have a very productive and informative day.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.